All right. Welcome, everyone. And thank you so much for being patient with us. We just are returning from retreat. And I just want to thank everyone for continuing to keep this prayer current so strong. We were very aware when we were on retreat. We were all looking at our watch and took a pause, made sure the time lined up, and did a prayer and lit a candle and made sure to really unite with all of you at our usual time. And so I just want to thank everyone who continues week after week, now year after year, coming to strengthen this prayer. And also, it's been quite a while since I've been able to host, so I'm really grateful to be back as well. And but it's good to be back together in our usual fashion, and I think we'll get started like we've learned to so well by tapping into the quietude, both individually and together. So I just invite you, if you're able, to settle in, maybe close your eyes, and beginning to slow down the breath. Slowing down to this sacred moment, this holy pause, and breathing in all your being is needing in this moment, breathing out all that no longer serves, and just really slowing down and turning the gaze inward here first for ourselves, breathing in deeply, nourishing your cells, and exhaling completely, resting for a moment in that emptiness. And having begun to tune into that stillness, just breathing into it, into relaxing, into not needing to do or be, just being present. And here in this presence, tapping into the stillness, really first move to invite us to pray for ourselves and the world today. Many might say this sounds selfish or like selfishness, but this is really about spiritual self-care. And it's really necessary for our spiritual survival that we not neglect ourselves when we think of being of service, tending our own garden so we can feed a community. So, just inviting us to gather again, both individually but also collectively, to pray for ourselves first and whatever it is we might need. Even if in this moment we don't know what it is we might need, just surrendering to that spirit of receptivity as we hold each other in the highest frequency of love that we've been creating week after week in this virtual container. So perhaps it's a physical healing you're needing. Maybe we take this moment inviting you to place your hands on your body, on an area maybe that could really use the power of your own love. Really surrendering in the stillness and aligning with the divine to receive a good blessing on your life. Remembering we cannot give from an empty cup. So we take these few minutes to really fill up with that unlimited, omnipresent love of the divine, that one source of all vitality. Maybe you're feeling a need for more peace, craving taking some time to find that peace in this moment. Whatever it is, just allowing yourself to receive, assuming a receptive posture to take in the grace and the blessing for Cosmic Divine Holy Mother. And we appreciate what a gift it is to have this opportunity to come together and join the power of our collective love and intent to pray. And we remember that prayer is like a hug, and it's a two-way street. As we pray, we receive great blessings simultaneously. So whatever it is we are needing, we just take a few minutes of silence to really care for ourselves in a good way first. Now, maybe we feel a little more centered, a little more grounded. We have even greater spiritual strength that we can manifest together. We received quite a few prayer requests this evening, and I've been hearing from folks over the last couple of days. People are going through some heavy times, and sounds like things are intense and challenging and beautiful all at the same time. But sometimes in the challenges, we lose touch with the beauty. And I was thinking before this prayer, I was looking out. I just arrived home. And before I left a couple weeks ago, here in Sedona, we were seeing the beginnings of spring. I would see a couple flowers sprouting out. And I looked out my window today and we're getting a snowstorm here. And I feel like it's been that way so much for a lot of people around me, for a lot of us, where we just get our bearings, things start to feel settled, and then there's the next level shakeup, another invitation to purification, to level up, so to speak. And it's not so easy. Things shift, but as above, so below, and things are always shifting. So before we pray for the specific prayer requests, let us pray together collectively first, calling to really magnify the light at this time. It's feeling like the light is what is so needed during this time of heaviness and of darkness and of shadow. So praying for the golden rays of heaven to shine down upon us and illuminate that shadow that is passing over humanity. Asking our Mother, Father, God for grace, grace at this time, during this time of illumination and purification. Humanity as a whole is moving through such an intense time of purification. It is like a call to action that is really demanding that we align with the light and with the truth for survival. And it is so crucial that we not only remain so aligned in a good way right now, but in this firmness, we're even more open-hearted and compassionate than we even thought we were capable of. So really calling on the Spirit in this firmness of compassion, letting us join together to earnestly pray to dissolve this film that's been cast over humanity. And as this film dissolves, we pray for harmony and grace. We pray for all of creation to be reset, a holy reset, bringing about a restoration of balance and infinite and pristine beauty and love and peace on earth. We pay for the strength and the spiritual fortitude to walk forward, and dreaming a new dream, inviting humanity to join us, but knowing we must first be that dream. We must walk that path of love and compassion and awareness and natural order, putting into practice that change we want to see in the world. We pray together for this light of God to shine down upon all of humanity, but especially at this time, to shine down upon the people that we are about to pray for. And we come together praying at this time. First, we ask for prayers for Joanne Cogley, praying for a divine healing, praying for healing at this time that first begins in her brain and in her blood vessels. And this healing, let us see it spreading through her body like a rich green healing light, showering down upon her, bringing a sacred holy healing first manifested in her body, in her physical vessel. But as she feels stronger and stronger, we pray for this healing that it will spread out beyond her physicality, beyond her form, and completely engulf her spirit and her heart, bringing about a deep healing and restoration into the remembrance of her truest perfection, her truest alignment, and we pray that she may see the light, praying for a blessing upon her and her husband and all of her relations, her family, and that in this healing, she might experience a deepening of the love and the harmony within her family. And we also pray at this time for a young girl by the name of Mia Arosa. Mia is a young girl who is quite sick right now and in the hospital. And we pray at this time, asking our Father God to uplift Mia. And we ask our Father God to blow into Mia the holy breath of life, supporting her lungs and clearing them of any buildup or fluid, and filling them with the breath of life to purify her, purifying her blood at this time so her kidneys can rest and be rejuvenated, lightening the burden on her young body. And as she's healing, we pray for Mia to feel the holy embrace of the Blessed Mother, driving away any fears about being sick or fears about the future. And we ask for the spirit of comfort to descend upon Mia and her family and friends, bringing forth faith in the knowing and her complete healing that is to come. It is already done. And we come together now also as a community, praying for a fellow community member, Melanie Rhine, and her son, Josh Rhine, and their dear friend, Ken Gold, at this time. And we join together again, praying for the light of God to shine down upon them, asking for the magnification of that light, the reflection of the sun that is truly a reflection of the light that they are within. We ask our Father God to bring about a sacred purification for Melanie and her son, Josh, washing away any darkness or heaviness and washing them clean, leaving them in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, bringing about a deep, deep sense of peace. Asking our Blessed Mother to wrap Melanie and all of her relations in an arcana of holy roses, bringing a remembrance of the love that she is and that is all around her. Asking on behalf of those who love and support Melanie and her son, Josh, we ask for divine guidance that those who love and support them may just intuitively know how best to be present in a good way. And we pray at this time for a blessed soul who has just recently made an unexpected transition. We pray for a dear man by the name of Pranava Chaitanya, who made his unexpected transition a few days ago. He is a beloved devotee of Master Shivananda and Swami Vishnu Devananda. And we pray at this time for a peaceful passage. He was lost in a sudden accident, and we pray that any confusion or uncertainty he's experiencing as he finds himself transitioning will swiftly be replaced with light and love as he receives the many prayers and pujas that are taking place in his honor this week. He was a divine example of silent, steady light. And so we pray not only for him and his relations, but for the many, many lives that he touched with his presence at the ashram. He was so beloved in his passing, so sudden, that we especially pray for his friends and family and those that grieve losing him from this plane, even though they trust he has found true bliss. We pray for their comfort and we pray for grace. And at this time, I ask that we join together, really coming back into this container, this arcana of power prayer that we create together. I ask that we all really call on all of our individual guides and prayer warriors to pray for a very special man. Asking at this time that you join me, maybe even in putting your hands up, praying, asking on all our spiritual allies to pray for Lee McCormick. Many of you know Lee. He is known and loved by countless people, and he is really a living example of the miracle of the Toltec path. He's a dear longtime friend of Nina on her path in the mystery school, and co-owner of the Dreaming House, where we are so blessed to be cared for in Teotihuacan. And Lee was recently diagnosed with liver cancer and is undergoing treatment. And so we join together in this moment to really pray for whatever it is that is in his highest good. And we pray that he may feel the comfort and the love and the support of those around him, and even of those that He doesn't even know we're praying for him. He recently had a special treatment. And so we pray that the seeds of radiation that were implanted in his liver have already transformed into seeds of light, seeds of crystalline healing light that is already purifying and detoxifying anything from his vessel that no longer serves him. And we pray that, and as he undergoes this crystalline light purification, that he only continues to feel stronger and stronger. We pray for the grace and the love of our Holy Divine Mother to really be with him in such a present way during this time of his journey. And we join together asking for divine intervention, calling on our Holy Mother to perform a celestial rosary on Lee's behalf, bringing down pristine light from heaven to shine down on him and his beloved. Asking our Mother, Father God, that he and all of the many, many lives he has touched will be graced with the mother's comfort as he walks through this time of mystery. There is anybody skilled at walking gracefully through the mystery. This would be it. So he has been so overwhelmed at this time by the outpouring of love. And I will share his prayer and message that we may we all be so lucky to realize the love all around us and the love that we are before a crisis brings it to the forefront. And so we pray that Lee will continue to be engulfed in the love that he is and that he shares, and that he will feel the power and prayers coming his way from all around the world as he walks this part of his journey. We take a moment before we close, giving just so much gratitude, really, for the gift of this path and the gift of this community. We offer prayers of gratitude, sending strength and vitality over to Nina and Tudor as they finish their retreat over there prior to traveling home. And we look forward to joining together in our usual fashion next week again. Aho.
Aho. Amen. Thank you so much, Sherry, for that really beautiful prayer that helped us to connect in with ourselves and our hearts and really allowing us to pray for those we love in a good way. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for joining with us again this for our weekly prayer. As Sherry said, we were all with you last Wednesday, and we're happy to be together again. My only announcement this particular evening is a reminder of our upcoming power journey to Teotihuacan, Mexico, April 23rd through the 29th. And we will meet again with you all next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And until we meet again, may you go in peace.